Noel Kelly, you've ventured down to Tasmania, riding at Hobart today, and what's the reason, what's the venture down for?
Love riding in Tassie, always have. Before I got going in Melbourne, I came here last time and did the same thing, and six success, and there we go. It was good, so hopefully I can continue that sort of scale again. I just like the place because it's very quiet and a little bit more laid back, and I've been in Asia for probably the last 5 years, I've been there four, so I don't mind this sort of weekend racing. It's enjoyable.
Talking about Asia, now you went to Singapore, you became the first jockey to win the premiership with 100 or more winners. That must have been pretty good. And what year was that, 2007?
Yeah, 2007. I rode a record 107, I think, for the season. It just got beat by Joe Marrera, or Magic Marrera beat it. I enjoyed my time in Singapore. I was there 2 years. The family probably had enough of it. And when I finished after the 2 years, I actually went for 2 months and it ended up being 2 years. So I love Singapore because it was financially very good to me. It set me up. But 2009, when I finished after 2 years, I had a year off and took my wife to Vegas and didn't get married, but because I already was. But no, it was good. We enjoyed it, but I spent a lot of money and had to go back to work. So I started again in Malaysia. They wanted me to go, and I rode there in 2010.
Kuala Lumpur? No?
Yep. Yeah, I was a club jockey at Kuala Lumpur for Dato Richard Chum, the boss, and he gave me a house and a car and pretty free rein to do what I wanted to do. And I rode two Group 1 winners there last season. I won the Tonku Gold Cup and I won the Penang Gold Cup on Boxing Day, where everyone was watching the cricket. I was winning Group 1 races, so that was alright. I enjoyed my time there, but I'd had enough. I might go back there for the Jockey Challenge in June, but we'll see what happens.
So when did you actually leave Asia and where are you based now?
I'm living in Berwick, but I just ride work at Crawford every now and then, and in Cranbourne when everyone wants me. But we've only been back 3 weeks and I think I've been riding two, so we just take it day by day.
So you're here for wages?
I am here for wages, and if I could have your job I'd probably take it, but it's not available, so I'll just ride horses.
Yeah, well, I just keep trying to get better so you can't nick the job up in Ollie.
I'm on your toes, don't worry about that.
You've done a bit of media work, tell us about that.
Yeah, when I had the 2009 off, like I said, I went to America and that, and then I was 68 kilos and probably had enough of being a jockey, because it's hardy, you got to race every day. Well, in Victoria you got to race it every day. So I did a bit of media. Bruce Clark said there'd be a job there, he thought there'd be a job there for me, but it didn't work out as good as I think. Maybe I wasn't that good at it, or there wasn't opportunities for me there, I don't know. But at the end of the day, I spoke to Peter Wooten, and he said, we can't give you a yes, or can't give you a no, so I had to get my hands dirty and ride horse again.
You do still love it, you still got the fire in your belly to ride?
Of course, I'm no spring chicken, but I'm 36 and can't be a rocket scientist, so I'm a jockey.
Ever thought about the possibility of maybe, you know, the lifestyle here in Tassie? I know you've always said you love it. Maybe move here, ride here when you like, and then, you know, and ride elsewhere?
I'd do it, for sure, I'd do it, but I don't know if my wife would. That's the only thing, because her family's from Melbourne and they live in Mornington, and her time in Asia, that's the only thing she missed, her family and that, so I'd love to live over here, but it's not all about me, and we'll just sort of have to see what happens. But I take day by day, and at this stage, if I keep getting rides like I've got this program, I'll keep coming back, because I like riding for these better trainers, Charlie Goggin, and Gary White doesn't put me on that. I've never ridden for him, so I'm going to have to ride a winner for him.
You might have to get you. Do you have an agent?
Yes, I do. Philip Roost. He manages me, and he's got a few of us, so I might have to get him to call Gary White, but I think I've done a lot in Tassie, but I haven't ridden for Gary White.
Oh, well, it's always the first place, mate. All the best, Noel, and welcome back to Tassie, and let's hope you ride plenty of winners.
Thanks, Pete.